right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that same number on the line. Just a wonderful, wonderful man and a mentor of mine, and the former host of Night Talk, the first black syndicated radio talk show host and talk show in the nation, Mr. Bob Law. But before we go back to Bob Law, let's bring Johnny on quickly. Johnny, are you there? You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just, I want to ask how can we stop these radio shows from playing that, you know, type of it's not music, but, you know, talking about killing black folks.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Bob?
Yes.
Did you hear the caller?
Yes, he was saying, how could we stop these radio stations from playing the music? We have appealed to the radio stations, and their political consciousness is of such that they cannot bring themselves to cooperate with the effort to actually reduce the violence. They are not capable emotionally. They're just not capable. They are so, the people, the program directors, the disc jockeys, the station managers, they are so apolitical that they are simply not capable. And so I need to turn my other phone off.
Yeah, that's all right. So, you know, we've got one of those station owners, black station owners here in our city, who continues to play that kind of music, and you know, it's heartbreaking.
What there are two things that people can do. We've done all the legal things. We've appealed to the FCC. We've sent them air checks, let them hear what is being said. We've sent them the lyrics. The FCC has said that they couldn't care less about harm being done to the black community. They said that they will leave the decision as to what to play up to the white owners of the radio station, that the white owners would, are trusted to know what is best for black audiences. That's what the FCC said, that they will leave the decision-making in the hands of the licensee. The licensee is the white owner. The things that we've written to Harvey Mason at the Grammys, we've written to the NAACP, other groups who are all part of this. Hood Research in Detroit has reached out to the NAACP. Dr. Faye Williams and the National Congress of Black Women have reached out to Harvey Mason at the Grammys. They have all been ignored by these black folk who are in these positions. There are things that we can do. One is easy. Turn off the radio. Stop listening. Just turn off the radio and let it be known throughout your community that we're turning off the radio because of how offensive it is. We're turning it off. Let that spread all over the community. Let everybody start talking about turning off the radio. Turn off the music radio, the radio that is offensive to us, turn it off. And it's one of the reasons that people don't respect us is because of what we continue to tolerate while we are pointing out that it is harmful to us. Nobody takes us seriously. Turn off the radio. Turn off music radio. Turn it off. It is not playing anything of value. The other thing is identify some of the sponsors on those radio stations. If you insist on listening anyway, try to identify some of the sponsors. Some of the major sponsors of that killer radio are the fast food people that are serving. Not only are they promoting and underwriting these dangerous and destructive lyrics, they're also selling all of this terrible food in the black community. Identify some of the sponsors and write to them or email or just begin a campaign to say, we'll stop buying your product. We're not compelled to buy their product. We don't have to buy their product. You know, we can ask them, would you stop sponsoring? Maybe if you pull back your ad schedule a little bit, the station owners and managers and directors might be more, they will be more sensitive to that than they are sensitive to the interest of their audience. So maybe ask the sponsors to support it by pulling back on the money that they spend on these radio stations. You know, there's a couple of things like that that we can do. And also, you have to begin to talk to some of these people. You know, the Harvey Mason is at the Grammys, and I mean, the black folk all over the country ought to be sending him emails at the Grammy. Why don't you find out the address for the Grammy organization? You can email it. You can Google and find out how to reach the people at the Grammys. And everybody send him and say, hey, brother, what's up? We're asking you to not reward people that call for the degradation of black people. We sent them a letter that said, let's take a word, let's take the N-word out of any one of these songs. Take it out. Look at any Google lyrics. And people who are listening right now, you can Google lyrics. Bring up a song. Look at the songs that are currently being in heavy rotation and wherever they're being played on these radio stations. Bring up the lyrics. And every place where they say the N-word, take out the N-word and put in a word of another marginalized group. You know, where they say N, put in the word Jewish. Where they say N, put in the word gay, right? And then read that lyric and see what that lyric says, and see if you think any radio station would play that song if it was if the N-word was removed and gay or Jewish or any other marginalized group, the name of any other marginalized group were inserted. Read it then. See how it sounds when it is referring to another group specifically. And you will see that you will know this, that they, the only reason that these songs are still being played on the radio and the only reason that the Grammys and the NAA Image Awards are being given to these people is because they are only talking about black people. They are making it clear that this hateful message is intended for black people only. But try that. Just do that. Just get a song and take the N-word out. Put in Jewish or gay or immigrant. You know, just put in and see what it sounds like then, and see how harmful and offensive it actually is.
And you know, Bob, we've got to go to a break. And one of the things, too, that when we come back from break that I want you to share with us are those lyrics about the AK-47s and walk in and blow away everybody in the house, including the grandbabies, and, you know, and make sure you don't leave any witnesses and kill them all. And somehow that's a part of what they call music. And I mean, and those are award-winning lyrics in many instances. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Bob Law. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We're talking about Clear the Airways Project. We'll be right back.